Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting third. The left fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Croucher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Bridges. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tommy Bridges. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbein throws the ball into Kress, who tags Quel trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a pop-up towards first. Quel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Croucher moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Croucher scores. Bridges moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bridges scores. McCuskey moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCuskey scores. Cullenbine moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Cullenbine scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bijma misplays the ball. That's an error on Bijma. Higgins moves to third. York moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg is walked intentionally. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. Bijma takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bijma moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Croucher strikes out. One out. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling bunts towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Radcliffe moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullenbein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a pop-up off the glove of Bijma, and into shallow right field. York reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bijma hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McCuskey. Bijma reaches second base with a double. Tresh scores. Lee goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Tigers. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. QL strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cullenbine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bijma settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill strikes out. There goes McCuskey. The throw from Tresh to Appling, and McCuskey is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bijma takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to third. Steinbacher moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. QL hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McCuskey, who is chasing the ball. QL reaches third base with a triple. Tresh scores. Steinbacher scores. Bijma goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 5, White Sox, 5. Jim Walkup now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-5, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Croucher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. York strikes out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Bijma hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Averill. Bijma reaches second base with a double. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bijma. The throw from York and he is safe. Bijma steals third. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bijma scores. It's 10-5, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Croucher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL can't make a play. That's a base hit. Frank Croucher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croucher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Croucher hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Fox pinch hits for Jim Walkup. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.